Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tes, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Ubame Amru Beis Shurois V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema of Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, and Tzadik Ben Miriam. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is still discussing the very first Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah began, Or lar ba'asar boitken asachomitz lo'or haner. The Mishnah continued and said, Kol makoim she'ein machnisim boi chomitz, ain't tzarech bedika. Any place that a person doesn't usually bring chomitz, he doesn't have to do a bedika. Then the Mishnah continued and said, Ubame amru beishurois b'martev, when Chazal said that you have to do bedika on two rows inside your martev, your quote-unquote wine cellar. What were they referring to? Says the Mishnah, Makim Shemachnisim by Chametz. They're referring to a place in the wine cellar where you have Chametz. Beishamai Yoimrim. Beishamai said, what are these two Shurois? It's Beis Shurois al Pnei Kol HaMartev. Ubeisilul Yoimrim. Beisilul said, Shtei Shurois Hachitzoinois Shehein Ho'el Yoinois. Either way, we mentioned the halacha of Bedikas Chametz. We mentioned the halacha that Makim Shemachnisim by Chametz in Tzorech Bedika. We mentioned that the idea that you have to do bedika in the martev is only a makim in the martev that's machnisim by chametz. What's the makim in the martev that's machnisim by chametz? It's beis shurois. What's the definition of beis shurois? Beis Shammai said beis shurois al pnei kol amartev. Beis Sul said shtei shurois hachitzoinois sheheino al yoinois. So when we've learned the Mishnah, we followed Rashi's lead, who said, B'gemara mefarishlo, that the second half of the Mishnah will be discussed in the Gemara. We're now up to that Gemara that is going to explain, Pashu Pshat, what the Seifa of the Mishnah means. Ok, the Gemara. B'me amru beis shurois v'chulu. Martev, mandekar shmei. Who said anything about a martev? It seems to be a little out of context how the Mishnah went from discussing the basic halachas of Bedikas Chametz to suddenly begin to talk about a martev. So the Gemara says you have to add a little bit of words to the Mishnah, and then it's all going to make sense. Hachi kamar, kol makim she'machnisim by chametz, ain't tzarech bedika. The Mishnah said that although there's an obligation to do bedikas chametz, or larba asar, lo'or haner, but if there's a place in your house where you don't usually bring chametz, then the halach is ain't tzarech bedika. The Mishnah continues, we don't have this in our Mishnah. Va'oitzer is yayin, va'oitzer is shemen, nami ain't tzarech bedika. The oitzer is where a person stores his wine and where he stores his shemen does not require bedika because they're considered a place she'emach nisim b'icham. Stating that, the Mishnah said, u'bameh amru shtei shurois b'martev. Meaning, once it mentioned the halacha, specifically that oitzeris yayin is ain't tzarech bedika, so the Mishnah had a question. The question was, you find the halacha, a machloikis b'sham b'sulo, regarding shtei shuris b'martiv. So what's that all about? So the Mishnah said, makim shemachnisim b'icham meitzu mistapik. That's referring to oitzer of yayin shemachnisim b'icham. And the key word is umestapik. It's an oitzer that people sometimes tap into during the meal. We saw on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, there's a concept of ein keval yayin. So sometimes during the meal, you didn't anticipate how much wine you were going to need. And as a result, you'd end up going back for more. And that's where the halacha of Beis Shurois B'Martif were stated. Meaning, we added language to the Mishnah that said that Oitzris Yayin is a makim shem b'achnisim b'chamoitz. And if it's that's the case, freak the Mishnah kashnu b'me'a amru Beis Shurois B'Martif. If Oitzris Yayin is a makim shem b'achnisim b'chamoitz, then why are we doing bedika? The teretz is, there are different types of Oitzris Yayin. There's an Oitzris Yayin that's a machnisim b'chamoitz. There's an Oitzris Yayin that's machnisim b'chamoitz. The martif that requires bedikas chamoitz is obviously the Oitzris Yayin that's machnisim b'chamoitz. What does it mean? It's mestapik. It's an oitzer that you sometimes use during the meal. Either way, so the halach is that if you have a martev, an oitzer of yayin, that's machnisim by chametz, because it's mistapik during the meal, you have to do bedika. How much bedika do you have to do? Shtei shurois. And what shtei shurois? Again, a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Sil. Beis Shammai said, shtei shurois means al pnei kol ha-martev. Beis Sil said, shtei shurois hachitzoinois sheheino el yoinis. And now the Gemara is going to explain Shitas Beis Shammai and Shitas Beis Sil. And as we're going to see, it's a machlokes hamayron, what exactly Beis Shammai held, and it's a machlokes hamayron, what exactly Beis Sil held. Beis Shammai yoimish shtei shurois v'chul amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda damboir said, shtei shurois sha'amru min ha'aretz v'atshmei koiro. When Beis Shammai said that you have to do a bedika for shtei shurois al pnei kol amartiv, what he meant was that if you have barrels that are piled up, one on top of another, so let's say there's four barrels piled up, one, two, three, four, you would have to be boydek from the floor all the way up until the ceiling. That's Pnei Kol HaMartev. And you'd have to go Shtei Shurois, you'd have to go two rows in. Meaning, the front eight barrels, it's that area that's considered a Makkah Shemachnisa by Chametz. That's what you would have to do the Bedikah. Rabbi Yochanan argued. He said, Shura Achas, Kemin Gam. That what it really means is that all you need to do is be Boidek, one Shura on the horizontal side, and one Shura on the vertical side. So Gam is a Greek letter. It's the letter Gamma. It's the letter Gimel. It's shaped like our Resh. So you would have to do the top row on the front of the barrel, facing you as you walk in, and then the top row in, closer towards the inside of the Martev. But the point is, it's not al Pnei Kol HaMartev. It's just going to be the top towards you and the top going in. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brayse that supports Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. There's a brayse that supports Rabbi Yochanan's sheet. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yehuda. B'shamay says shtei shuros al pnei kol amartev. It has to be shtei shuros al pnei kol amartev. And what does that mean? Shtei shuros. V'shtei shuros sha'amru min ha'aretz v'atshmeikar. It means literally from the ground all the way up to the ceiling. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Shtei shuros al pnei kol amartev. It has to be shtei shuros al pnei kol amartev. Chitzoyna roya es ha'pesach. It's the outer Shura that sees the Pesach, the Oyoina, and it's one of the upper Shuras that's Roya Es HaKoira. Shalifnim Heimena, anything more inside, Vishalamata Heimena, or anything beneath, Ein Tzarech Bedika, we're not required Bedika. This Gemara, like much of Mesechtes Erevin, is actually very helpful if you have a picture. Besul Oimrim, Shtei Shuras HaChitzoino, Shehein HaOyoina. Besul argued Vishama. Besul said it doesn't have to be Beis Shuras Al Pnei Kol HaMartev, but rather, says Beisilol, Shtei Shurois Hachitzoinois, it's the two outer Shurois, Shehein Oel Yoinois, which are also the upper ones. So the words of Beisilol is a little bit sasam, and as a result, again, a machloikis amirom, what exactly Beisilol meant? Amir Rav. Rav said, El Yoina Vishelimata Heimena. What Beisilol was referring to was it's the two barrels that are facing the Pesach, and it's the top two rows. So it's the top two rows of the barrels that are facing you. So you walk into your martev, and you have a whole bunch of barrels piled up. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, side by side. It goes pretty deep in. There's a lot going on. So according to Beis Hillel, says Rav, what you need to do is you need to do bedika on the two upper rows. No depth, only that first row that's facing the Pesach. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, El Yoina V'Shalifnim Heimena. No, it doesn't mean the two upper ones that are facing the Pesach, but rather what it means is the top row and then the one row that's behind it that's going towards the back of the room. So both according to Shmuel and according to Rav, it's going to end up being two rows. The question is it the two rows that are facing you? So if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, going from bottom to top, is it rows 3 and 4? That's Shitas Rav. Or is it going to be the top of the first row that's facing you, plus that one row that's also the top, but that's further in. So Rav said, El Yoina V'Shalamata. Shmuel said, El Yoina V'Shalamata. My time, the Rav. How did Rav know it's El Yoina V'Shalamata? Dayak Chitzoinois. Because it sounded like Shtei Shuras HaChitzoinois. Chitzoinois is the barrels that are facing you when you walk into the room. It sounds like it has to be two rows that are facing you, not one row that's facing you and one row that's further inward. The Gemara of El Yoinis doesn't also say El Yoinis. Gemara says, yeah, it says El Yoinis. Lemute tatoi de tataisa. El Yoinis doesn't mean it has to be the top row. It means it can't be the bottom row. So it's going to end up being the two upper rows as opposed to any row that's underneath. Shmuel said it's the top row that's facing you and then it's the other top row that's further inside. My time is Dayak El Yoinis because it sounds like both rows have to be El Yoinis. They both have to be the top row. V'chitzoinis k'nani. Doesn't also say chitzoinis. And according to Shmuel, it's only going to be one row that's chitzoinis. The other one is l'flim emeno. So again, the Gemara says, l'mute gaviyasa de gaviyasa. The reason it said chitzoinis is not because it has to be the outer. I mean, it could be the outer and the one that's right inside of it, as opposed to something that's further in. Rav Chiya, Tani Kavasi, the Rav. The Gemara says, Rav Chiya learned like Rav. V'kulu Tanoi, Tani Kavasi, the Shmuel. But everybody else learned like Shmuel. And as a result, even though usually when it's a machloik, it's Rav and Shmuel, regarding Issa V'hetu, we passing like Rav. But over here, V'hilchas Kavasi, the Shmuel, the halacha is actually like Shmuel. Zok, the Mishner Vaita. And Psochim Daftes is a very lumdish Shadaf. And we are going to now see where the halachos of sveikos, the halachos of ein sofik moitzi midei vadai, the halachos of chazokos meet the laws of bedikas chametz. Zok de Mishnah, ein choyshishin, shema gira rechuda mibayis labayis, umimakim lamakim. So you're doing bedikas chametz, and you clean the west wing of your house. Do you have to be concerned that being that you still have chametz on the east wing, maybe a chulda, once upon a time, chuldas, weasels were part of the family, maybe took a little bit of chametz from a room that you didn't clean yet and brought it to a room that you already cleaned so that maybe you would have to clean that room all over again. So this is not chayish. You're not concerned that maybe a chulda came, took a bagel, walked it from one room to another room, mibayis labayis, or from one place to another place, mimakim lamakim. The imkain, because if you're going to be worried about that, michatzel lachatzel, maybe you should have to be concerned that it was brought from one chatzah to another chatzah, umeirlier, or was brought from one city to another city. And if that's the case, ein ladavas life. This is going to be endless. Because if you're going to be worried that maybe after I did a room, something happened, and all of a sudden chametz ended up there again, even when I finished cleaning my whole house, I could be concerned. Maybe a chulda came from another city, and it brought with him a little bit of chametz, brought it into my house. So it's ein ladavas life. There's no way to ever do a bedika. So simply, so that we can do bedika in a regular way, Chazal said, "Ein choyshishin shema giru chulda." So the Gemara begins with a diak. Taima deloy chazina deshaka. It sounds like the only reason we're not concerned about this chulda is because we did not see a chulda, or we didn't see a chulda carrying a bagel. Ha chazina deshaka. But if you would see a chulda that's walking around with a little bit of chametz chayshinon, it sounds like we would be concerned about bedika. You would have to do bedika. What did Mishnah say? Ein choishes in shema giru rechulda. It sounds like you're just not concerned that maybe a chulda carried chametz. Let's say you know a chametz was carried by a chulda. You're not concerned maybe. You know for sure it happens. Oh, at that point, it sounds like you have a problem. You would have to do bedika. Freik the Gemara, v'amai. I don't think you should have to do bedika. Nei machalte. Why don't we say that the chulda that was carrying the chametz ended up eating the chametz? Why is it only in Chayshish and Shema Gira Recholda? Which implies that if you know for sure Gira Recholda, you have a problem. Say better. Even if you saw the Chulda carrying the Chametz, you should assume that the Chulda ate the Chametz. Now, what's the precedent for that? Mechatesi. Smiloi Tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? And this is a Mishnah in the 18th parak of Masechtis Aholos. Medura Sa'akum Tameim. A house that non-Jews live in is Becheskas Tomei. The reason is because any Yehudim, if they ever miscarried a child, they would bury the child in their house. Now, a miscarried baby, depending on its age, could be Matana. So, Chazal were worried about all the Meduros, the abodes, all the houses of the non-Jews, and they said, Meduras Ha'akum is always Tomei. Now, V'kama Yishev Mother B'yeh Mother Tzarech B'dika, how long does the guy have to live in this house in order to suspect that maybe this woman miscarried a child, buried it in the living room, and as a result, you have an issue? So, the halach is Arba'im Yayim, 40 days. What's the svara of 40 days? Because it takes 40 days for a fetus to develop to the point that it would be able to be metamin. Now, the Rishayim speak out that it's a little bit of a chiddush, because you would think, if you're worried that this could happen, then maybe when this woman moved in, she was already 30 days pregnant, so 10 days later, this already could have happened. But this is the halacha. If she lived there already 40 days, that's when you have this issue. Says the Mishnah, V'afa pisha ein lo yisha. This is true, even if this man is not married or she doesn't have a husband, still you're concerned that maybe she had a child out of wedlock, and as a result, this is always going to be an issue. But here's the punchline. So again, you have a house that a non-Jew lives in. As long as the non-Jew lives there for 40 days, you have to be concerned for Tumas Meis. Maybe a woman that lives there miscarried a child, buried the child inside the house somewhere, and as a result, the house is now going to be Tumi Tumas Meis. If somebody walks in, you have a Tumas oil problem. Says the Mishnah, if a Chulda and a Chazer hang out in that house, ain't tzarech bedika. Not bedika's chametz. You don't have to do bedika for a nefil. You don't have to be concerned that maybe there's an issue over here. Why not? The reason is, Pashup Shana, the Mishnah, is because we assume, Zok Rashi, she'im hushlach sham, if there was a baby, chatatuhu, v'ochlu, the chulda and the chazer would eat it. So you see that when a chulda and a chazer get their grasp on something that they deem roi l'achila, they eat it, and there's no shirayim. There's no leftovers. So if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, why did the Mishnah say, Ein choshen shen shema gira rechulda? Which is mashma, that if you know for sure
that the chulda was gerura. At that point, it's a problem. Why don't we say that if the chulda had the chametz, the chulda would have eaten the chametz? Just like we assume that if there was a nefil, but there's a chulda or a chazer, we assume the chulda and the chazer ate the nefil. So if the chulda would eat the nefil, why don't you assume that it would eat the chametz? I'm Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, loikash, hab basar, v'hab lechem. Two different foods. In one case, we're discussing a fetus, and the other case, we're discussing lechem. B'basar le'mishayra. A chulda and a chazer will eat basar and not leave over any basar. Lechem, however, is different. When it comes to lechem, there the chulda and the chazer will leave over. So once you see the chulda got a hold of the chametz, so now already you have to be concerned. You have to do bedikas all over again. If you didn't see the chulda being megara the lechem, okay, ein chayshin shemegiru chulda. That's the law of the Mishnah. But once you see that it got a hold of it, already it's going to be a problem. That was Reb Zeira said. Amar Rava, so Rava came. And Rava said, hi, my. I don't understand. Like, what shaykhis? I don't understand the question, right? You could be medayik sometimes from the way Amiram asks questions to the level that it was bothering them. Rava says, like, I don't even hear the kasha. Like, what shaykhis? Bishleim ahasa, bishleim over there. You're walking into a house. The house is currently resided by non-Jews. How long did they live there? For 40 days. There's a concern. Maybe during those 40 days, this woman became pregnant, delivered a baby, it was a nafel, buried the baby inside the house. As a result, there may be tum over here. Do you know that that happened? No, it's a far-fetched possibility, but it's possible. But at the end of the day, emar hava, emar loy hava. It's very, very mistaber, statistically speaking, that probably did not happen. But at the same time, Chazal said, you have to be worried. It's a Mishnah. A Mishnah mesecht is all. Now, v'intim tzloy mahava, emar machalta. So there I understand the halacha, the Mishnah said, Rava, that if you have a chul ben a chazer, the whole thing is a suffix. It's a far-fetched concern. Okay, so a suffix that maybe the chulda ate it could be mitzi, the suffix that maybe there's an evil. But in our case, what was the deek in the Mishnah? If I see a chulda holding the chametz, it's mashma, I would have to do a bedika. What was the kasha? Soon that it ate it. Oh, here it's different. Here I for sure have a problem. I vade have chametz. Mi yemer da chalte. Have a suffix u vade vein suffix. Mitzi b'dei vade. The chance that the chulda ate it is a chance. That's all it is. It's a possibility. You don't know for sure that it eats it. It may have eaten it. It's in the Mishnah Nahalis, where the whole concern over here is a suffix. So over there, the suffix that the chulda might have eaten it is mitzi midei, the suffix that there may be a nafel over here. But in the case of chametz, what's the deek in the Mishnah? If I see the chulda holding the chametz, I have a problem. What do you want to tell me? But it would have eaten it? It's only a suffix it would have eaten it. And the suffix can't be moitzimi devadai. And this, as a result, is a lach of ain't suffix moitzimi devadai. So I have a tzad vadai. And lo'umas the tzad vadai, I have a tzad suffix. There's no way the tzad suffix can be moitzi from the tzad vadai. Zok the Gemara. Is that true? The ain't suffix moitzimi devadai. And the Gemara now is going to take us through a gishmaka digression. So again, we had a dig in the Mishnah, just to keep cheshvin. The Mishnah said a very straightforward halacha, in chayshish and shema girur chulda. You clean one room in your house, you don't have to be concerned that maybe a chulda came, took chametz, and brought it back into that room. Why? Because then kain ein l'davas life. Even though it seems like back in the day, you had to be there, this would have been a reasonable concern, but there's nothing you could do. We have to live. And as a result, there's no way you can deal with this. Just like the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma says, Ein L'dava Soif, here you have it as well. The second Mishnah of Masechtas Pesachim. It's the same concept. Ein L'dava Soif, it's just endless. There's no way around it. Stating that, it's Beduik in the Mishnah, that if you would see for sure the Chulda has the Chametz, at that point you would have a problem. Why? Isn't there a possibility that maybe the Chulda ate it? The Teretz says, yeah. But it's only a possibility the Chulda ate it. You vadei have Chametz. There's a suffix, maybe the Chulda ate it. Ein suffik moitzim deivad. So that's where we're up. Zok tomorrow. Ein suffik moitzim deivad. But Tanya, we're going to the brayz. Chaver shemeis, a chaver in the trumas of ma'isra sense. That's someone that's makbid on being mafresh trumas of ma'isra. So a chaver died. V'niach magura malei peiros, and he left a magura. He left a whole bunch of peiros. So the halacha is like this. Afilu heim bnei yoimon. Even if these peiros became completed the day that this person died, which means that if the chaver was mafres trumas or maestras from these peiros, he would have had to have done it the day he died, because they simply weren't ready to be given trumas or maestras from before then. The halach is, harehem becheskes misukana. We assume that he for sure did it. The chaver gives trumas or maestras right away, and as a result, when a chaver dies, he leaves over peiros, as long as it was nigmar melachton, meaning it was chayv and trumas or maestras medei raisa, at that point you assume that he was mafres trumas or maestras.
if the chaver would die and he would leave over peiros that were not yet chayv and shumas and maisers, obviously there'd be no reason to assume he was mafresh shumas and maisers. But if the chaver dies and he left over megura that was malei peiros, being that it's already in a state that it's chayv and shumas and maisers, so it's becheskas mesukan, and we assume that that's what he did. Frank the Gemara, why do you make this assumption? V'ach the vadei tefili. These peiros were vadei tevel, meaning you vadei had to be mafresh shumas and maisers. V'safik meusarin. And it's only a suffix that you gave mice. Because for suffix, maybe you didn't give mice. Because for suffix, mice, and still you see, suffix is mice, how do I have a right to go ahead and eat these pears, assuming that for sure the chavit was mafish, shumas, and mice before he died? You don't know for sure, it's only a suffix. You vadai have tevel, you have a suffix, maybe the chavit was mafish, shumas, and mice. So why don't you say it's a vadai and a suffix? It ain't suffix, mice, and vadai. That's the Gemara's kasha. It ain't suffix, mice, and vadai. What about the chavit shemes? Vinech, megur, malaya pears. So the Gemara, hasan vadai, you vadai, who know. But there it's not a suffix. Suffik and a vadai, it's a vadai and a vadai. The vadai ma'asri. Because this idea that a chaver would be mafresh trumas and maisers, even if it became ready for trumas and maisers that day, is a vadai. It's not a suffik. This is not like maybe there's a nafel inside the house with a non-Jew left. This is not a maybe the chulda will go and eat the chametz. This is vadai. Kid Rabbi Chanina Chayzal, like Rabbi Chanina Chayzal, Adam Rabbi Chanina Chayzal, Chazaka al chaver, Shein moitzi mitachas yadoi, Dover she'enu mesukin. There's a chazaka that a chaver will never allow himself to have any chumas, any peiros in his house from which he wasn't mafresh chumas or maisers. So again, it's hard to fully understand this because we don't live in that world. But once upon a time, there was an idea that a chaver, the minute his peiros became chayv and chumas or maisers, it was the first thing he did. He immediately was mafresh shumas ma'isras. And there's such a strong chazaka that this is a cheskas umdana. We know for sure it happened. We don't treat it as a suffix. We treat it as a vada. So it's not a suffix being moitz midei vada. It's a vada being moitz midei vada. Iba yisem, or you could say suffix or suffix. You could say that really this chaver that died and left over a meguru that's malei peiros, so we're assuming it's vadai tevel, only a suffix, that he was mafresh shumas ma'isras. So the first teretz was it's a vadai was mafresh shumas ma'isras. Teretz is no. Second teretz is maybe really it's a suffix, he was mafresh shumas ma'isras. However, the assumption we made that it's vadai tevel is not a real assumption. It's only a suffix that it's tevel. Why? Because duma mei kare emer deloy tefil. It's possible that it was never really tevel. What do you mean? I see peiros, it's in a megura, it's nigmar malachta, it checks off all the boxes. Isn't it for sure tevel? Rabbi Shaya, the Teretz is Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya, Meir Madamant Fuasai, Umachnisa b'moitshalo, Kadesh de behemto echela subtumana maeser. There's actually a way to circumvent the laws of Chumas u'Maisras. Because the halacha was that the only time peiros were chayv in Chumas u'Maisras is if it was nigmar malachta, A, and B, after it was nigmar malachta, it was born into your house. If you would bring your parents into the house before it was Nigma Malachtoi, in that case, the halacha is it wouldn't be Chayv and Chumas Maisus Midei Raisa. It'd be Chayv and Chumas Maisus Midei Rabbanon, not Midei Raisa. Now, what's the difference if it's Chayv Midei Raisa Midei Rabbanon? The difference is when something is Chayv and Chumas Maisus Midei Raisa, you can't eat it. Not Achilas Kva, not Achilas Haro, you can't even feed it to your animals. If, however, it's only Chayv and Chumas Maisus Midei Rabbanon, then you can't eat an achilas kvab, you can eat an achilas aroi, and you can give it to your animals, because giving it to your animals is always considered achilas aroi. So people used to do this. This was an old primitive form of tax evasion. They would bring the peiros into their house, when it was still in its shaft. What did they accomplish? You have to give trumas and maizras anyways. Yeah, but now I only have to give the rabbanon. So being that I only have to give the rabbanon, I can give it to my behemoth, because a behemoth is considered an achilas aroi, and for an achilas aroi, you don't have to be mafish mid rabbanon. But the bottom line is, when you see this megura malei peiros, you don't know if it's chayv and shumas and maaser midei raisa. Could be it's not chayv midei raisa. So it's not a vadai tevel. It's a suffik. It might be tevel. It's a suffik that maybe the chaver was already mafish shumas and maaser. So it's not a suffik being moitz midei vadai. It's a suffik being moitz midei suffik. So again, just to recap, the Gemara said ain't suffik moitz midei vadai. Is that true? How do you reconcile this with the halacha? The chavish emes v'niach Megura Malaya Paris, the halacha is you're allowed to assume that the chaver was mafresh shumas and maisers, you're allowed to eat it. The kasha is, vadai tevel suffik. Maybe it was mafresh shumas and maisers. Two terutz. The first terutz is not a suffik, he was mafresh shumas and maisers. It's a vadai, he was mafresh shumas and maisers. So it's not a suffik being moitz midei vadai, it's a vadai being moitz midei vadai. The second terutz is that it's not vadai that it's chayv and tevel. It's not vaday that it is tevel, because it's very possible for something to look like tevel and feel like tevel and smell like tevel, but at the same time, it won't be tevel, because something only becomes tevel medayraisa if it was nigmar melachta, and then afterwards it entered the house. But if it happened in the reverse order, wouldn't be tevel. So you see a chaver who died, he left over magura peiris, probably it's tevel, but not for sure. But there's also a probably that it was mafeshu mesamaisis. So it's a suffix and a suffix, and suffix mitzvah medayraisa. So the Gemara thought it was a suffix being mitzvah medayvaday. The Torah says no. Either it's a vaday being moitzim midei vaday, or it's a suffix being moitzim midei suffix. But the Gemara asks another kash. Ain't suffix moitzim midei vaday? Is that true? Ain't suffix moitzim midei vaday? Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa, there was a story. Bishop Chosa Ishal Meitzik. Meitzik, Rashi says, last Rashi on the Amid, Inish Alama, very strong man, a powerful person. V'Yisrael Hava. He was a Yid. And he had a Shifcha. This Shifcha miscarried a child. Sheitila Nefa, Labar. And what she did with the Nefa was she threw it into a pit. Uba Kayin, and then a Kayin, foolishly, Taisus refers to this Kayin as a Kayin Shaita, on the bottom of Daftes Amar Aleph. But this Kayin foolishly went, the Hitzitz by Leidam Zacharuim Nekeva. A Shifcha Kananis, this is a little bit of a Chiddish, is subject to the laws of Tumas Yeledas. And the Kayin wanted to know, how tummy is she? If she had a Zachar, she's tummy for 7 days, 33 days of Taira. If she had a Nekeva, she's tummy for 14 days and 66 days of Taira. So this Kayin goes, he sticks his head on top of the pit, and he wants to see, is it a Zachar or is it a Nekeva? And then they realize he couldn't find the baby, but they realize that this person might be tummy now, so he has an issue. But the Chachamim said he's fine, he's not tummy. What do you mean? He should be tummy. Now, which tummy would he be? Tumas Oyel, because he was mahil on top of a mace. A mace is unique in that it's matama Tumas Oyel. And Tumas Oyel means one of three things. You're not allowed to be in the same room as a mace. That's the most classic example of Tumas Oyel. You can't be on top of a mace. A mace can't be on top of you. But here, the Kayin went on top of the pit. There was a nefil there. Maybe Zachar, maybe Nekeva, that's what he's trying to determine. Couldn't end up finding it. And Chum said, you're fine. You have nothing to worry about. Now, what was the reason? Why is he fine? Because it was a chuldo and a bardalus that were drenzach over there in that pit. And they assumed the chuldo and the bardalus must have schlepped it away. Not eaten it. But they must have schlepped it away. And because they assumed that it must have schlepped it away, that's probably why he couldn't find it. And that's why he stopped. So the Gemara says like this. We know for sure there was a nefil there. You don't know for sure that the chuldo and the bardalus took it away, it's only a suffix. And he shot because he's suffix, might be vaday. And still, you see, that halacha is that they were matire here. Must be because suffix is might be the best. How can you tell me ain't suffix might be vaday? So, the first kasha was from the chaver that died and he was in Niach Mugur Malaya Paris. The second is from this Meitzik whose shifcha miscarried a child into a pit. The kohen looked on top of the pit, couldn't find it. Chum said, don't worry about it because it's a chuldan abardalus. Wait, chuldan abardalus is a suffix. Vaday is an nafil. So, luchuri, you have a suffix that's being might be vaday. So, the Gemara says, no. Loy temesh etila nafil abar. The way this story was presented in this Bryce. This woman miscarried a child. That was a fact. Took the child, threw it into the pit. That was a fact. Where it got a little murky was the kohen who was looking for it couldn't find it. There was a hold and a bardalus there. So that's why we have sveikas. But the Gemara says the story was actually a little bit misconstrued. What happened was there was emoshehi pila kemine falabar. The woman miscarried something that they thought might have been a nefil. Because when you learn Masechtas Nida and Chulin, so you know that a nefil is not always metama. It's only if it's in a certain form and it has to be developed to a certain degree. So what happened was is this woman miscarried a child that was like a nefil, but they didn't know if it was a nefil. But there was a tzad it wasn't a nefil, meaning it's only a suffix that there was ever tum in the bar. Oh, it's only a suffix. Vavi suffix u suffix. And as a result, suffix might be there. Suffix, maybe there's a nefil. Suffix, maybe the chul and the bar left it away. That's why the person is going to be taught. Vahaleda, but the Gemara says, how does it stem with the words of the Bryce? So the price of a laid them Zachar in the cave. Doesn't it say he was going to see if it was a Zachar in the cave? What should it have said? He was going to see if it was even a baby. He was going to see, number one, was this a child? Another territory could say it's Hassan Vade Uvade. It's not a Safak Uvade, but rather it's a Vade and a Vade. Why? Because given the chulda ubardalis mitzuyim sham, because being that was chulda and ubardalis, vaday goreru by yishaita. We assume for sure that they schlepped it away. Meaning it's not a suffix. The idea that the chulda and the bardalis would take it away is not a suffix, but rather it's a vaday. Now, zok to Gemara, one knetch before it finishes this discussion. And that is, on Amud Aleph, we said there's a suffix whether a chulda would eat chametz. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We looked at it as a suffix. That's why if the chulda is carrying the chametz, it's a suffix he ate it, ain't suffix moitzim devad. That's what we're talking about, ain't suffix moitzim devad. Because it's only a suffix. Yet here we're saying when a chuld and a bardalus get their hands on the nafil, for sure gareru.
Why on Amud Aleph was it a Safik and on Amud Beis it's a Vadei? So the Gemara says very posh it, because Nehi de Shiyure Meshaira, but Migra Mias Vadei Gorurim by Hishaita. On Amud Aleph we're discussing, did the Chuli eat the Chametz? You want to know if it ate the Chametz? Sometimes it leaves over Chametz. On Amud Beis we're discussing, did it take the Nafel out of the pit? Now where would it have taken it? I don't know, maybe you could take it out of the pit, but or at the very least, maybe there's a crevice, Rashi says, somewhere in the pit. It has like a little place that's removed from the opening of the pit, and as a result would prevent the coin from being tamed. But the point is that on Amud Aleph was a suffix, over here it's actually a vadai. So again, the Gemara established from our Mishnah, you see a halacha b'derech agav that ain't suffix moitzim de vadai. The Gemara has two kashas. That's true. Ain't suffix moitzim de vadai. What about the chavish shemes v'niach megura malei peiros? What about the case of the meisav shavchas shal meitzik echa beriman jatila nefel labar? And the Gemara was doicha both of those. Either they were both suffix being moitzim de suffix, or they were both vadai being moitzim de vadai. But we return to the first halacha of the Mishnah. Ain't choishishin shema giru chuldim ibayis labayis and mivakum labar. Right? That's something we're not chayish for. You don't have to be concerned that a chuldim maybe took chametz from one room to another. Why? Because dim came, yichatzel lechatzel, mi'irli ein ledavazai. Because if not, ein ledavazai. Hey, the Gemara, is that true? Mi'am rinan ein chayishish and shema giru chuldim. The halacha of the Mishnah, not the inference from the Mishnah, but the actual words of the Mishnah. Is that true? Vaktani Sefer, we learned in the Sefer, and this Sefer is on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there discusses, after a person finishes doing bedikas chametz, what if you still have chametz in your house? What should you do with it? So you do bedikas chametz or larbas. You let eat chametz the next morning. Everybody does. So what do you do with the chametz that morning? So the Mishnah says, "Umasha meshayer yanichenu betzino." You should put it in a safe place. Kedei shelo yehit sarach bedika achar. Because if you're not going to put it in a safe place, you may have to do bedika afterwards. So zok to Gemara, why if you don't put it in a safe place, will you maybe have? I mean, put it in a protected place. Because if it's not protected, you can end up doing another bedika. What's the reason? It sounds like the reason is because you're concerned maybe a chulda is going to take it. Meaning safe means from the shkutzim and the nomusim that live in your house. That's what it means. Because otherwise, what else does it mean? So the Gemara says, that's for sure what it means. So you see, we are concerned shemagiru a chulda, faith Gemara stira. How does the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph stand with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis? Daf Tes Amud Aleph, straightforward. In choshen shemagiru a chulda. On Daf Yud Amud Beis, after you do bedikas chametz, masha mishayri anichenu betzina. You want to eat chametz the next morning, that's fine. But make sure you put it in a tzina place, kidei shalei yitzarach bedikah achav, because otherwise you're going to have to do another bedikah. So isn't it a blatant contradiction to two halachas? The Gemara is going to say three terutzim. Amar Abaya, Abaya said the first terutz. Loi kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha barba asar. Ha bishloisha asar. Our Mishnah that says ein choishish in shemer giru chulda. This is a big chiddush. Is talking about when you did bedika on the 13th day of Nisan. We saw you could do bedika already shloishim yoyim. Shailim v'darshim lifnei haPesach shloishim yoyim. You could already do bedikas chametz 30 days. Talking about when you didn't do bedikas chametz arlar basa. It's interesting. The perik started. The mesechta started arlar basa by kenas chametz. Second Mishnah zaktabay. It's talking about when you did it on the 13th day. Okay, but you did your bedika on the 13th day. B'shloisha also on the 13th day. The shkiach rifta b'kulei bati. There's a lot of food in the house. Right, the 13th day is still Yontif and the Vachin. It looks like a regular day. So if that's the case, loy mitzna, you don't have to worry about the chulda. The chulda is not out to necessarily grab the chametz because he sees it's business as usual. He knows there's going to be lunch served soon. Soon there's going to be supper. He's not very worried. But barbasar, the Mishnah on Yudam and Beis is clearly talking about barbasar. It's talking about you already finished the bedika, you're done. Now you're waiting around for the zman sreifa. That's what's going on in that Mishnah. Oh, over there it's already lo shchiach rifta b'kuli bati. It's over there. There's not so much chametz in the house anymore. So the chulda may feel that he needs to store a little bit of chametz. And this is an intelligent chulda, and as a result, there you have to be concerned. Yud Gimel, no worries. Yud Dalet, he feels something in the ear. Something's not right. Amar Rava, said Rava with one of the most epic lines of all time, said, V'chi chulda nevi'i is the chulda nevi'i, and this is a great pun, because there was a nevi'i called chulda. So he said, but this is chulda hanevi'i? I don't understand. Had the yodah do in our beisar? What, he's keeping score? V'loy afi avlo urtu m'shayri matmura, he has a cheshbon of what's going on. Amar Rava's Rava said, that's napsha. Rather, right, on Amud Aleph, Rava said, hi, my. On Amud Beis, this is even sharper. V'chi chulda nevi'i. So Rava said, what's going on over his mashup? You know what the concern is in Amud Beis? Not shemagir chulda. To the extent you don't see a chulda grab the chametz, you won't have to be worried. But the Mishnah is anticipating the worst thing that could happen. You know what could happen? You may see a chulda take it. What happens if a chulda takes it? Well, that's the today's daf. Then you have to be concerned, because then in Tzafik Moitz Midei Vada. That's what he was worried. The kechash is not shema gira chulda. The kechash is maybe the chulda will actually have it, and you'll see it. And once you see it, that's already a problem. Zok the Gemara, Tanya kavase de Rava, a b'raisa that supports what Rava said. If somebody wants to eat chametz after bedika, keita yase, masha, meshayu, yanichena, betzina, whatever's left over, you should leave in a safe place. Like this, a chulda is not going to come and take it in front of us. Because if he does that, you're going to have to do another bedika. So it's clear what Rava said. What's the concern? Take it in front of us and require. Rav Mari said a third teretz gzeira. Shema yaniach eser v'yimtza teisha. You know what the concern is? The concern is that maybe you're going to go back, look for the chametz, and you're going to realize, well, I had 10 pieces of bread here, there's only 9. You have a problem. Now you're going to have to do a bedikah. So we're not worried that a chulda is going to take it. And it's not even so much that there's a concern that you're going to see the chulda holding it. The concern is that if you don't put it in a safe place, you may come back and it's not going to add up. You have a cheshbon of exactly what's supposed to be there. If it's not there, you're going to have to do a bedikah. So the Mishnah is just giving you an eitz hatayvik amash malon. Just put it in a safe place. Because otherwise, you're going to make yourself crazy. Not a halacha that if it's not in a safe place, you have to be concerned. Shema gira chulda. It's just practical advice. Because if you're not going to do that, you may end up having an issue exhale. So just to recap the daf quickly, and then a raid bite. And that is, the Mishnah said a very straightforward halacha. You're doing bedikah. You can't do bedikah in your house all in one shot. It's not possible. You do it one room at a time. Do I have to be concerned after I do bedikah in one room? I walked out of that room. Maybe a chulda went and brought chametz into that. So Mishnah says no. Ein chayshishin shema gira chulda. The Gemara made a dik. It sounds like that if you didn't see a chulda carrying chametz, you don't have to be worried that maybe a chulda took your chametz. But let's say I would see a chulda carrying chametz. That's a problem. Of course, that's an issue. If I see a chulda on the move from one room to another with chametz on its back, yeah, now I have to do my house all over again. Now I have a real bedikas chametz issue. Fake the Gemara. Why? Why don't we assume that it ate it? Shouldn't that be a concern? And this precedent from a Mishnah Masechtas Aholis, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Zayin, that we see that chuldas used to eat. So if that's the case, why don't we assume he ate it? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because although it's true there is a possibility that chulda would eat the chametz, but it's only a suffix. If you see the chulda carrying the chametz, you have vaday chametz, suffix maybe the chulda ate it, ain't suffix moitzi midei vaday, halacha revocha b'Yisrael, that's pshat in the diak in this Mishnah. So the Gemara, is that true? Ain't suffix moitzi midei vaday? I have two kashas. The first one's from halacha and hilchas maestris, chavish and meis v'niach megurim alei peris. The second one's from halacha and hilchas ahalois, maestris b'shav chasin shal meitzik echa b'rimoin, she'etilo nefil labar, and the Gemara was doicha both of them. Either they're both talking about a suffix being moitzi midei suffix, or they're both talking about a vaday being moitzi midei vaday. In the last part of the daf, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, ein chayish and shem agiru chuldo, and the Mishnah daf yuram ebeiz, it sounds like we are chayish and agiru chuldo. Because the halacha over there is that after you do bedikas chametz, you're waiting around to burn it, you want to eat a little bit, make sure you keep the chametz in a safe place. Why? Because otherwise you're going to have to do bedikah again. What are you worried about? Shema gira chulda. What else are you worried about? Oh, so you see, we are chayish. How does it stem? So the Gemara said three teruts. And Abaya's teruts was that there's a difference between the 13th day and the 14th day. Rava said, v'chi chulda neviyahi. Rava said, the chashash is not that you'll have to be worried maybe a chulda will take it, but maybe a chulda will take it. And if you see the chulda take it, that's when you're going to have a problem. Rav Mari said simply, the math may not add up. You may put 10 aside, come back and find 9. As a result, you're going to have an issue. The bottom line is, exhale. So the truth is that daftes in Masechtas Psachim, almost like daftes in Masechtas Ksubis, is a very lumdish daf that deals with the halachis of sveikos, but we're going to save the sveikos lumdish for tomorrow's daf, because this is really part one of a two-daf series. So tomorrow's daf is going to get into more halachis regarding sveikos. But as it relates to today's ray, I thought maybe to go back and speak out one or maybe two more ha'aris regarding the mitzvah to be oiler regal. So yesterday, we mentioned Adiyak. The Torah mentions the mitzvah to be Oyler Regal 3 times. It says it in Parshas Mishpatim. It says it in Parshas Kisisa. And it says it again in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says, Sholesh pa'amim bashana, yeroe kol zechurcha el pinei ha'adoy nashem.
In Parshas Kisis, it says almost the same thing. Shalish pamim bashani yirah kol schorcha es pnei ha'adin Hashem alikei Yisrael. Not el pnei ha'adin Hashem, but rather es pnei ha'adin Hashem alikei Yisrael. And then in Parshas Re'eh, shalish pamim bashani yirah kol schorcha again es pnei Hashem alikecho. And the deek was, why in Parshas Mishpatim does it say shalish pamim bashani yirah kol schorcha el pnei ha'adin Hashem? And in Parshas Kisis and in Parshas Re'eh, it doesn't say el pnei ha'adin Hashem, but rather it says es pnei ha'adin Hashem. Es pnei Hashem alikecho. Why in Parshas Mishpatim el and in Kisis and Re'eh does it say es? So we said, based on what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the Sefer Eim Labina, which was printed from the manuscripts, the actual Chumash that Rabbi Yaakov Emden used to write Hagoyis on, and that is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says on the Pasuk, Shalish Pame Bashani Eira Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem, that take a look at what I wrote in Parshas Mishpatim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, the context over there is after Maimed Har Sinai, and the Pasuk says Vayechezu Eso Elokim. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't say Vayechzu Elokim, Vayechezu Eso Elokim. So what does Eso Elokim mean? It says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Es means they didn't see the Eivishta. It's not possible to see the Eivishta. Rather, they saw Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw like a muscle of the Eivishta. It was Vaspaklariya She'inam Iru. Because to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not possible. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Klo Yoranu Yodim V'chai. So how would they, at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, have been Vayechzu Elokim? The Torah says it was Vayechzu Es Elokim. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when the Pasuk says, Sholish Pamim Vashoni Yeroh Kol Schurcha Es Pnei Adin Hashem Elokei Yisrael, what does Es mean? They didn't see the Eivishta. Kilo Yirani Yodim V'chai. But rather what they saw was Es Hashem Elokei Yisrael. They saw a demus, a muscle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a gather of Aspaklariya She'ina Meira. So we said that maybe that's why in Parshas Mishpatim it says El Pnei Adin Hashem. Because Parshas Mishpatim was before the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. It was before the Chet HaEgel. The Yidden before the Chet HaEgel were on a tremendous Madrega. They won the Madrega of Luchas Rishonos. They won the Madrega where Torah would never been forgotten. They won the Madrega where no Uma, no Lashon was able to start up with them. They were able to be massive things that we would never be able to be masik again at Bias Goyal Tzedek. So before the Chet HaEgel, it was Shalish Pamim Bashani Yirah Kol Schorcha El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem. Why El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem? Because there was a Bechina of Aspaklariya Hami'ira. Not literally, but Me'ein that Yidden was able to be Zoycha to when they came to be Oyle Regel. The idea of being Oyle Regel was Yeroa, to see Hashem, to be seen by Hashem, and it was done with incredible clarity. It was only a Kisis and Re'eh, which was after the Chet HaEgel, then it was downgraded from Shalish Pa'amim Bashoni Yeroh Kol Schorcha El Pnei Adin Hashem to Shalish Pa'amim Bashoni Yeroh Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Adin Hashem Alikesho. But that's just a chazara of what we spoke about last night. I saw this morning in the Panim Yafos, the Hafla, Chassam Sofer's Rebbe. So this is in Parshas Re'eh on the Pasuk Shalish Pa'amim Bashoni Yeroh Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem Alikesho. She says, Chazal say it's Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amidays, and it's Gemara Masechtas Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin Amidays. Chayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. A person has an obligation to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Zok Daf Lo, Yesh Loimar, Derim Zetayra. It's Merumas in the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerah Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem. Es, we know. Es Hashem Eloi Kechotira. What Rabbi Akiva say? The Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. So if the Pasuk says Shalish Pamim Bashani Eirah Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem, you know what Es Pnei Hashem means? It's the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. Chayev Adam Lahakpo Pnei Rabbi Berega. That's what the Hafla said. That Shimon Amsuni Hayadarish Kol Asin Shabbatayr came to Es Hashem Eloi Kechotira, didn't know what to do. Rabbi Akiva came and he said Es Hashem Eloi Kecha the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. So whenever you see Es Hashem, it's the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. So Shalish Pamim Bashani Yerah Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha said the Hafla. This is a remnant to what Chazal said. Chayiv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Where do you see that? You see it based on this idea of Es Hashem. It doesn't say El. It says Es. And what's Merumas in Es? It's the Rabbis. It's the Rabbis Talmidei Chacham. There's a tshuva from the Shevet Sofer. So the Shevet Sofer was Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer, who was the son of the Kesav Sofer, who of course was the son of the Chassam Sofer. We always say this, but the Shevet Sofer, after the Chassam Sofer was nifted, the Kesav Sofer took over the Rabbanus in Presburg, and he took over the Yeshiva in Presburg. After the Kesav Sofer was nifted, the Shevet Sofer took over. So he was the Presburger Rav, and he was Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva of Presburg. So this Shailos HaTshuvos, very hard to find, from the Shevet Sofer, but In Tshuva Yud Zayin, the Shevet Sofer discussed a minig that was very, very prevalent in Poland. And he says also a little bit, V'gam b'bdina senu b'galil hatachtoy. But definitely a Polish minig. And that is, Chassidim used to go to the Rebbe on Yontif. They used to go to their Rebbe on Yontif. And the question was, is it okay to go to the Rebbe on Yontif? Or is it not okay? Why would you think it's not okay? Because you're leaving your family. Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. The Gemara says, Isha, how's she supposed to be besimcha? Chazal say, Baila besimcha. So if a man leaves his house, it seems that he's going to, on some level, be moineya from Simchas Yontif. So the Shevet Sofer wrote a tshuva, and he said the reason he's writing the tshuva is because Minig Yisrael Torah, Vanachlam Li Yisrael, Der Kedoshim, B'nei Kedoshim, and if this is a Minig, there must be a halachic root to this Minig. So said the Shevet Sofer, I have to sit down, and we have to figure out, we miyashiv the Minig and Klal Yisrael, that Yidden, they leave their families, which would seem, in Hilchas Simchas Yontif, to be a bad thing, to go spend Yontif with the Rebbe. So he says that the truth is, this halacha is really a Mefurash Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara with this says as follows. Maisa, there was a story, Berabbi Loi, with the Tana Rabbi Loi, Shehalach Lahakbo Pnei Rebbe Liezer Rabbi Belud Beregel. He went to visit his Rebbe on Yontif. Came to the Rebbe, he wanted to go to Tish on Yontif. Who was his Rebbe? It was Rebbe Liezer HaGadol, Rebbe Liezer Ben Hurkinus, of Pirkei the Rebbe Liezer fame. And he went to visit him on Yontif. Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Loi, Eloi, Eincha Mishayv Sei Harego? What, you don't keep Yontif? I don't understand. What are you doing here? He was expecting a big Baruch Haba, and he shows up to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, you should be home now. Well, what are you doing here? Show you Rabbi Eliezer. I know why Rabbi Eliezer said this. Because Rabbi Eliezer flaked Zogin. This is in Lishitasa, Mishabech, Hanieso Atzlonim. He says, I like people that are lazy. By the way, he was referring to people that are lazy the whole year. Because he said there's one milah that lazy people have. She'en yoytzim mibateim beregel. They're too lazy to go away for yontif. He said that's the silver lining of being lazy. Because at the end of the day, usually if you're a nutzel, it's not a good thing. But this is a good takeaway. When you're lazy, so you're not interested in schlepping and coming and hacking. So he said, Meshabeach anias atzlonim. Because on yontif, they don't go away. What's so bad about going away from yontif? The chziv. Because the pasuk says, V'samachta Ato ubeisecha. A yid has to be besimcha. It says, I'm a mitzvah. So if you're going to go away to the Rebbe, you're leaving your family behind. So the Gemara says, it was a story with Rabbi Eloi. He came to visit Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe, on Yontif, and he was very upset at him. He said, Eloi, incha mishoif se yorega? What are you doing? You have Yontif. What happened to the Samachta? Out of it. Fainting more Amy. Is that true? I understand. I'm Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Nein, Shechai, Vadon Lakne, Rabbi Beregel. How do you know a person has to visit his Rebbe on Yontif? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Madua atoy leches elav hayoy. The pasuk says that when the Isha Hashunamis had a run to Elisha, her child died. So her husband said that, why are you going to Elisha today? Lo ish chodesh, it's not chodesh today. Lo ish Shabbos, it's not Shabbos today. Mechlal said, Rabbi Yisrael, you see from there that the bechodesh v'shabbos, b'chai v'nish lak b'lui abir rabbi, that on chodesh and Shabbos, you have to go to your Rebbe. Hence, Rabbi Yisrael salocha, chayiv adam lahakbo pnei rabbi beregel. Incidentally, what's the obvious question? If the makar is from chodesh and Shabbos, then why is it only Chayiv Adon L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel? It should be Chayiv Adon L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi B'Shabbos, B'Chodesh, U'Beregel. Everybody asks this kasha. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Chayiv Adon L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. So what's so terrible what Rabbi Lloyd did? Rabbi Eliezer said, Eloi, Eincha Mishoif Se Yeregel, Mishabeach Ani Yeso Atzlan, Mishin Yoitzim B'Tehem L'Regel. It sounds like Rabbi Lloyd was doing the right thing. He was following Rabbi Yitzchok. Chayiv Adon L'Hakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And for the Gemara, like kasha. Hada Azav Asi B'Yoyme, Hada Azav V'Loy Asi B'Yoyme. When Rabbi Eliezer said Meshabeach Ani Yeso Atzlonin, he was upset at Rabbi Loi because Rabbi Loi left his family for Yontif. He couldn't. This wasn't a day trip. He went all the way to Lod. There was no way he was going to get back on time. And because there was no way he was going to get back on time, so it's for that reason he was upset about what happened. So he said, Eincha Mishoif Sei Yoregel, you're not keeping Yontif. You have to stay home. Meshabeach Ani Yeso Atzlonin. When Rabbi Yitzchok said Chai Vodun Lachmi Rabbi Beregel, so you're going to take a day trip. Meaning you're going to wake up in the morning in your house. At night you're going to be home during the day. When you're going for Chol HaMoed. Oh, gewaldig. Chayiv adam lahakbo pnei rabbi beregel. That's a good thing. But if you're going away and you're going to be mevatel, simchas yontif, that you're not allowed to do. Because al zen nemar v'samachta ata beisechel. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer was referring to. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah brings the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. Chayiv adam lahakbo pnei rabbi beregel. The problem is, he doesn't bring the caveat of the Gemara. He says, Chayiv adam lahakbo es pnei rabbi beregel. Period.
And the Kesef Mishnah is Matmiya. He says, I don't understand. The Makarta Chayiv Adam Lakbul is playing Rabbi Berega, by the way, is in two places in Shas. It's Rosh Hashanah Daf Teh Zayin, and it's Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. But the Gemara here is Sukkah Chav Zayin qualified. You have to read the fine, it's not such fine print. The only time Chayiv Adam Lakbul playing Rabbi Berega is if you're going on a day trip. But to the extent that you're going to be away from your family, you're going to be Mevato V'samachta Atu V'Secha, then there is no Allah of Chayiv Adam Lakbul playing Rabbi Berega. So Freitakas and Mishnah, how did the Rambam leave out such an important piece of information? This is a critical piece of information. How can the Rambam have left it out? So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. But one thing is clear. The Rambam must have held that it was Rabbi Eliezer who said, Meshabeach ani asat zlonim. It was Rabbi Eliezer that said, Eloi incham yishoyf seyaregel, dechsiv esamachta ato uveisecha. This must have all been Rabbi Eliezer Shtikl Taira. But Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, Chayiv Adam Lahakim Pnei Rabbi Beregel, being that he himself never qualified and said, it's only true if you're going to do a day trip, but you can't stay overnight because then you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah simchas yontif. So vaistais, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak didn't agree with that. Maybe that's what Rambam held. And if that's what the Rambam held, so it's for that reason the Rambam held that it was really a machloikis between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rambam didn't paskel like Rabbi Eliezer. We almost never paskel like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he brought Rabbi Yitzchak Saloch exactly the way you have it. Chayiv adam lahakpo pnei Rabbi beregel. So said the Shevet Zofer. The bottom line is it's a Rambam. The Rambam says, Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And the Kesef Mishnah, who was bothered, how come the Rambam didn't bring the caveat of what happened to Simchas Yontif, forcefully said that the Rambam must have argued with that. And the Rambam held, you don't have to worry about Simchas Yontif. I, Rabbi Eliezer, said you have to worry about Simchas Yontif. Rabbi Eliezer said it. But obviously, not everyone agreed with that. And that's why the halacha Rambam didn't paskin that way. So what's the bottom line, said the Shefer Tzofer? No one could understand this minigan klai Yisrael to Mefurish Rambam. Chayiv adam lahakbul pnei Rabbi beregel. And after further review, after the Kesef Mishnah, and his beer in the Gemara, Masechta Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin Amidays, it comes out this halacha is true, even if you're not going to make it back at home that day. So you have a chiyuv, a chayiv adam lahakbul pnei Rabbi beregel, and that's the end of it. And incidentally, this Shefer Tzofer won't be the hesber. What's the pshat? Why would Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel be doich in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? And if you think about it, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah in the Torah. Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel is learned out from the Isha Ashunamis. It's learned out from Divrei Kabbalah. So you would think it would take precedence, said the Shevet Zofer Shtikl Torah. The maybe pshat is the Shagasari, Klaus HaKiru, whether we have Simchas Yontif Midei Raisa Bizman Hazeh. So could be the Rambam held, there's no Simchas Yontif Midei Raisa Bizman Hazeh. So Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, even though it's only Midei Kabbalah, but that's a regular Chiyiv today, as opposed to Simchas Yontif is maybe only a Derabonan. So maybe that's why he said, whatever the pshat is, it doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day, you have a Rambam. The Rambam said, Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, and if it says Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, even if you're not going to be able to make it back on that day, not like the like the Kesef Mishnah said. So if that's the case, it's a Mefurish Halacha. So just to read it inside, at the end of the Tshuva says the Shevet Zofer, Kol ze kosafti v'tarachti l'kayim in hogon shal chasidim v'anshei maisa sh'holchim l'kabu pnei rabim b'regel sh'roitzim l'kayim divrei haramam sh'kosav v'chayiv l'kabu pnei rabim b'regel v'roitzim l'kayim dvarav gam b'zeh sh'im mechalik ben ozav asa b'yoyim le ben ozav aloy asa b'yoyim v'anachlem l'yisrol That is what the Shevet Zofer says. Bottom line is, that is the yishuv to this minute. But the truth is, it's not so pashut what the Shevet Zofer said. And the reason it's not so pashut is because this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel is something that was discussed by Rabbi Cheska Landau in the Noi de Yehuda. This tshuva, where the Noi de Yehuda discusses it, is the same tshuva that we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday in the daf, we mentioned that even though the Gemara says, Rav Ami said, a person that doesn't own property does not have a mitzvah to be oiler regel. Ram doesn't bring this halacha. It's the most basic halacha in Hilchos Oiler Regel. If you own karka, you have a mitzvah to be oiler regel. But if you don't own karka, there's no mitzvah to be oiler regel. And we said that the Neid Yudin, the Tzlach, on the Gemara, Psochim Chesam Abeis, and in Ur Chaim, Tinyona Simen Tzadik Dalu was asked by Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, also known as Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, and he was bothered. He says, how come the Rambam left out this halacha? In that tshuva, this question that the Nehuda discussed, that we mentioned yesterday's daf, is part two of the tshuva. But there's a part one. You know what part one is? The Rambam brings the halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakbul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It's not in the Bish Yosef. It's not in the Mechaber. It's not in the Ramah. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Yishaya Pick, in the same tshuva, was bothered. He asked the Noi Debi Yehuda, how come this halach is not mentioned? No, he asked the two questions in that tshuva. The first question was, how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the halach of Chayiv Adam Lahakul Pnei Rabbi Beregel? And the second question was, how come nobody brings, not even the Rambam brings the halach of person that doesn't own karka, doesn't have a mitzvah to be oyle regel. Incidentally, if you think about it, what's the rest of the story? Rabbi Yishaya Pick was the Baal Masayris HaShas. What's the Masayris HaShas? It's finding the sources for all the different halachas. So Rabbi Yishaya Pick is writing his magnum opus, the Masayris HaShas, and he's trying to find sources to different halachas. He has two gemaras that he doesn't have a source for. He can't find anywhere the halach of Rav Ami, that kol she'en le'karka ein oyle regel, even the Rambam doesn't bring it. And then he got to the halach of Chayv Anak Rabbi Beregel. The Rambam brought it, Hilchas Tam Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. So yes, what do you do? You ask the God of Adar, you ask the Noi to be Yehuda. There's a lot of tshuvas from Rabbi Yishaya Pick and the Noi to be Yehuda. But this was his question. This is the context. The context was, he's working on the Masayas HaShas, I think. And he has two halachas over here that he can't find the courage to. So Yolam Deinu Rabbeinu. What's the pshat? So the Noi to be Yehuda said a Dover Nifla, based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Your Rebbe walks into the room. What do? You stand up. He leaves. He walks in again. You stand up. So the Gemara says that Rav Yanai said a very big chiddush. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand up for his Rebbe more than twice a day. Twice a day. It's a shaylin. The Rishonim doesn't mean it's aser. It doesn't just mean you're not obligated to. But the words of the Gemara is, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi, Lamu B'nei Rabbi Elosh Achas V'Arbis. Why? Kidei Shalai Yehei Kvoidoi Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. Because he can't give more kavod to your Rebbe than you give to the Eibishter. How many times are we makabel the Eibishter a day? Twice. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Pamayim Bahava. But we only do it two times. So if you would stand up for your Rebbe more than twice, so what would come out is that Kvoid Rabbach would be greater Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. And that can't be. Kidei Shlayir Kvoid Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. So therefore Rabbi Yanai said, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamim Dibnei Rabbi Elosh Achas V'Arvis. So the Noi Yehuda said a Dover Nifla. Chayiv Adam Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. He said, once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, and a Yid would go three times a year to the Eibishter, to the Shechina, he would go to the Azara, Lirois, Vileirois, so then, Chayiv Adam Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. He says, but now in Golos, we don't have the mitzvah to be Oyler Regel anymore. We don't go to be Oyler Regel. The Shechina is there, by the way. But we don't go. We're not Oyle Regel. Because we're not Oyle Regel, we can't have a mitzvah. Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Because it's going to come out that Kvoidoi is Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. And just like you can't stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day, because you only stand up for Eibishter twice a day. Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Acham is twice. So your Rebbe can't be more. So how could you go and pick yourself up and be Mekabo Pnei who? Your Rebbe? The Shechina, you're not. There's an Indian of Shlo Yehei Kvoidoi Meruba Mikvoid Shamayim. So then like you just said, half of a fella. Here's the punchline. The Rambam, who brings all halachos, even Hilchasil and Meshicha, the Rambam has Tumah V'Tayra, the Rambam has Kachim, halachos that are going to be Nogeya, even when the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be. He wrote the halach of Chayiv on Lach Menei Rabbi Beregel. Because one day, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdosh, Visham Nalev and Erav and Eshtachav, you're going to have a mitzvah again to be other regal. Oh, there'll be a mitzvah to be other regal. So Chayiv on Lach Menei Rabbi Beregel also. But the Shulchan Aruch only brought halachos that are Nogeya Bizmaneinu. There's no Kachim and there's four halachim in Shulchan Aruch. Right? You don't have Kachim, you don't have Tyrus, you don't have the other two starim in the Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because it's not Nogeya now. It's Hilchas Olam Hashicha. And the Shulchan Aruch only brought halachas that are Nogeya. Today you don't have a mitzvah to be Yoyle Regel. So if there's no mitzvah, in Anachnu Yuchaylam Lal is very rough. So you can't have the halacha either of Chayiv Adam Lahakbop Nei Rabbi Beregel. That's what the Noi Yehuda said. But Al Kaponim, what comes out from the Noi Yehuda, that this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakbop Nei Rabbi Beregel is a Hilchas Olam Hashicha. It's not a real halacha. It's not a halacha that's Nogeya Bizman Hazeh. It's something that's going to be Nogeya. That's why the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. Because if it was something that was Nogeya today, the Shulchan Aruch would have brought. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it means it's not halacha Lamais. Either Rama brings things that are going to be in the Gale. What's the difference today in Loss of Lavoi? The Gemara in Kedushin Lama Gimel Lama Beis. This is the Noi Debi Yehuda's Chesh. This is what he told Rabbi Yishaya Pick. Al Regal Achas in Eirachayim Madura Tinyano Simin Tzadik Dalet. But what comes out then is is that the Shevet Sofer, Reb Simcha Bunim Sofer, Zatzal, was being miyashiv, the minig of the Polish Chassidim, that they used to go to their Rebbe on Yontif. And what was the idea of going? It was Chayiv Adam Lahakul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. It's coming at the expense of Simcha's Yontif. So you have to say that, even though Rebbe Eliezer said that it's not okay in Sukkah Chav Zayin Amid Beis, but the Kesem Mishnah said the Ram doesn't go like Rebbe Eliezer, and maybe the Cheshman is because Simcha's Yontif is only a Derabbanon, the Shai Gesaryeh, because we don't have the Shalmei Simcha, as opposed to Chayiv Adam Lahakul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. That's a real din, or be a midir kabbal, but the bottom line is that's only if the din is nogeya. That's if you have such a halacha. So if you have such a halacha, gevald, you have such a halacha. But if the noy de Yehuda is gerech, the truth is, if you look in the Shevet Sofer, if you go through the tshuva, he brings the noy de Yehuda. He knows that it's a little bit dachuk, but he said, I have to be miyashiv this minig, because this is a minig of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael does something, you don't ask kashas, you find terutzim. And he says, if this is a minig in Klal Yisrael, the Nevi'im and the B'nai Nevi'im, and as a result, he said, I had no choice, I had to be miyashiv it, and this was the yishuv. Just to end with one dvar machshava, as it relates to Pnimius HaTorah. When we learned, when we made the siyum on Mesechtes Erevin, the last daf and the last raid bite of the Masechta. So we mentioned the Sefer Nachlas Binyamin and his idea of what Alpayim Am is as it relates to Chum Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'in La'asulava. In La'asulava, a person's Koyma is going to be 500 times bigger than it is now. So now, Me'koyma Shaladim is Dalin Am is La'asulava. It's going to be Alpayim Am, Dvarim Neflon from the Nachlas Binyamin. But we went through it a little bit quickly. We didn't have a chance to fully take in who exactly was the Nachlas Binyamin. So the Sefer Nachlas Binyamin was printed for the first time in the year 1682. This is a very old Sefer. The author of the Nachlas Binyamin was Rabbi Yitzchak Binyamin Wolf. He was a European Rav. He was a Rav in Slutsk at one point. He had many, many Talmidim. His most notable Talmud, perhaps, was Rabbi David Oppenheim, the Baal Shailos Teshuvas Nishal David. He was the Rav in Prague before the Noy de Yehuda. And the Nachlas Binyamin wrote many, many Sfarim. We don't have all of them, but he wrote many Sfarim. But maybe his magnum opus was a Sefer that he wrote on Sefer HaMitzvah. So there's not that much on Sefer HaMitzvah. You have the Ramshik, of course you have the Mechas Chinuch. I mean, there are Sfarim, but it's hard to find Sfarim on Sefer HaMitzvah. Nachlas Binyamin is a classic. It's a combination of Pilpul and Pnimius HaTorah, and it was written on the Sefer HaMitzvah. Just to bring out who the Nachlas Binyamin was. So the Nachlas Binyamin is quoted in the drushes of the Chassam Sofer. Nachlas Binyamin is quoted in the drushes of the Noy de Yehuda. And I think it all speaks for itself. Either way, so the Nachlas Binyamin on the mitzvah to be Euler Regal, and that's mitzvah peites in the Sefer Achinach. So he talks about what's the pnimius ha'inyan of being Euler Regal. So he says something fascinating. He says that Oyle Rega was to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kederech Shabal Lirois, Kach Bal Lirois, right? That's what it was. What was the idea of seeing the Eibishta? So he says, the Gemara says in Masechtes Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Omar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Hayde Mechadadna Mechavroi. He said, the reason I'm sharper in learning than my Chaverin is the Chazis L'Rameir Machare. It's because I used to see Rameir. Rameir was Rebbe's Rebbe. And he said, I used to see Rameir, I used to see him from behind. The ilu chazisa mikameh, had I been in front of him, had I seen his face, have a mechadad in the face, that I wouldn't have been even smarter. Dechsiv ahoyu einecha, royu ses meirecha. Rebbe said that the reason he reached such greatness in Torah is because he used to look at his Rebbe. He saw him. And because of that, and he said, I only saw him from behind. But had I seen him from the front, have a mechadad in the face. Dechsiv, there's an inya vahoyu einecha, royu ses meirecha. So the Nachlas Binyamin said a davar nifla. He said that when the Yidden used to be Oyle Regal, they used to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, if a person who sees his Rebbe who teaches him Torah, a boss of Adam, he can steig based on the idea of Ahoya Necha Roya Ses Meirecha. So he says, Kal V'choymer Ben Benoishal Kal V'choymer Legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you imagine how much this person is going to steig? It Kal V'choymer Ben Benoishal Kal V'choymer. So he says, when the Yidden used to go and they used to be Oyle Regal, they were seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would zoicha to v'hoye necha roya ses meirecha. That madrega that Rebbe spoke about in Masechtes Erevin daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that madrega that Rebbe said he achieved because of the fact that he saw Rameh. And that's something that every yid was zoicha to shalish pamim bashana. So he says the idea of shalish pamim bashana yeira kol schurcha, it was to see the Eibishter. You know what happens when you see the Eibishter? It's gewalt. He says your neshama, it goes to levels that you would never believe. And it affected you not only in terms of your madrega and avodas Hashem, but it was something that affected you in terms of your learning, because there's an idea of the hoya inecha rois merecha, right? The Eibishta is the ultimate melamed Torah la'am Yisrael. So if Hashem is the ultimate melamed Torah la'am Yisrael, so this is the ultimate vahoya inecha rois es merecha. And there were tremendous madregas. He says that when the Yidu oil regal, they used to come to, he says, Pshan the Gemara Masach to school, where there was once a big shiloh, and they said, wait until after three times your oil regal. He said, why do they wait three times to be oil regal? He said, because when they were oil regal, they came to Vahoye Necha Royas Es Meirecha. And through the Vahoye Necha Royas Es Meirecha, this is something that they were able to get. You know, it's interesting. It bothered me a little bit. The Rambam brings this halach of Chayiv Adam Lachim Pnei Rabbi. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, but the Rambam does. You just said, because the Rambam only brings. It brings Hilchas al Mashicha. This is something that's Hilchas al Mashicha. Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. It's not Negev Ismail. But where does the Rambam bring it? Rambam brings in Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's in Perikei Halacha Zayin Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's interesting. You would have thought maybe the Rambam should have brought it in Hilchas Yontif. Right? Hilchas Yontif. Chayiv Adam Hakim Pnei Rabbi. It's a Yontif Diga Halacha. Rambam doesn't bring in Hilchas Yontif. He brings in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Vayis Dois, this is a halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Chayiv Adam Lahakpol is Pnei Rabbi Beregel is a halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Poshit. So Allah be mechabed your Rebbe. There's an Indian. You give cover to your Rebbe. So in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which is where it discusses all these halachas, so that's where you have this din of Chayiv Adam Lahakpel as Pnei Rabbi Beregel. But lefia now, maybe there's a knetch. I'll pee the Nachas Binyamin. I'll pee a little bit of Pnimiyas Atayra. Because Shalish Pama Bashani Eirah calls Chorcha S Pnei Hashem. And what's S? Zok the Hafla and Panim Yafin's Parashas Rei. It's S Hashem Alekecha Tiru like Rabbi Akiva. Darshin, the Rabbis Tami the Chachamim. That means the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Lahakbalis Pnei Rabbi Beregel is Me'ain the mitzvah of Shalish Pama Bashani Eirah calls Chorcha. What was the Inyan of Shalish Pama Bashani Eirah calls Chorcha? It was an Inyan of Ahoye Nech. And through the Vahaya Necha Royas Es Meirecha, you're looking kaviyochel at the ultimate Malamit Torah Lam Yisrael. You were able to come to Asogas and Ruchnias and Torah and Kedusha, things that the whole year is something you would have never been able to come to. Chayiv Adam Lahakim Pnei Rabbi Beregel, that's the S, L'Rabbis Tamid HaChachamim. It's Me'ain that. And the idea of going to your Rebbe on Yontif isn't simply because I'm Tziyot, no, it's a Hilchas Talmud Torah. Because you can be Mekayim that as well with the Haya Inecha Royas Es Meirecha. I saw the Noid Beauty and that Shuva says something that's a little out of character. Now, he says, what's the pshat? What's this inyan of going to visit your Rebbe on Yontif? He says, the inyan is, the Shabbos v'chodesh, so it's mamash, achsidish azog, yesh by toisefes kedusha. This toisefes kedusha, this next part is a little litfish. What's the toisefes kedusha? Shari yesh by korban musaf, right? Why is there more kedusha on Shabbos? Oh, it's the musaf. Okay, but he says, because there's more kedusha, yesh makam lekabel pnei rabbi. That's why you makabel your Rebbe. Shagama la rav ni toisef os shefa lehashpia atalmidai. Because if there's more kedusha in the world, that means the Rebbe has more kedusha and he has more of an ability to be mashpia in his talmidim. And it's for that reason that there's an inyan of chayv on lagmi rabbi beregel. But either way, this is not just the hilchas yontif de gehalacha. This is a Hilchas Talmud Torah de Galacha, because that idea, Erev in Yogim Alamed Beis, of Chayiv, of Vahoye Necha Royas Es Meirecha, that's something that's more manifest on Yontif. So Tak in Hilchas Talmud Torah, those are the halachas that talk about steiging. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, we have this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Berega.